Previously on 221B Baker Street.
Sid, typical. It's fuel to the fire and leaves it to explode in my face. Come on, answer. Answer me.
Brothers. Calm down, guys. It's the imam.
Respect, it's the imam.
Good. Justice, finally.
Yeah, now you forget that is also our kind.
He's not. He's south.
What's going on here? Have you no fear of Allah? Fighting outside the masjid?
Whoa, you look exhausted. I have just what you need. Come take a seat.
Okay.
Close your eyes and open your mouth.
Are you poisoning me?
Do you ever give me a reason to want to poison you?
And it's very rare, people that have happy time, wonderful life, all that, those people are rare. But Ibn Abbas said, the foundation of dunya, the best worship is waiting for the ease from Allah to come.
You came?
A man's word is his honor. How are you, Tayyip?
Couldn't be better. I didn't call you to discuss my family's well-being. I have an offer you might be interested in.
Yes, I'm listening.
Look, call it a business venture of sorts. You do a job for me and I'll pay you.
Sid, lower your gaze.
For what? Not like I could see anything other than her eyes.
It's called niqab. You're making her uncomfortable.
Just doing my job. Besides, if she's uncomfortable, why did she come here alone?
I'm here because...
Oh no, it's a love affair.
Absolutely.
Really?
Not.
Bummer. I really thought it was a love affair.
Excuse me, ma'am. Allow me to correct his observation. You're an orphan living with your grandparents.
Yes, but how do...
He identifies a software designer by his tie and a pilot by his thumb.
Sorry?
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
Tahir cannot believe his ears as he hears the words leaving Leila's mouth.
I know, I do too. Sometimes I wonder if we should just put him up for adoption.
What?
No, don't get me wrong. It's just, I feel his best shot would be with someone else, not with us. But it's just a thought, you know.
You know?
What?
It doesn't have to remain a thought.
Wasim and Shamshir accompany the young lady to her grandparents' home. They listen carefully to the aged grandparents.
It's the maid, the Nadi.
Ma, it's not the helper.
Where else could Nana's checks just disappear to, Pachu? There's no one else in this house besides us and her.
Gee, Ma, but the day that Nana's checks went missing, Lindy wasn't even at work.
She wasn't at work?
No, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Then where is the money? I brought the checks home and it just disappeared. Where did it go?
Nana, calm down. Shamshir and Wasim will help us.
Gee, Uncle, please don't stress. We'll find your checks, inshallah.
Yes, Nana, don't worry about the checks. Most people don't even know what a check is nowadays.
Sid,
what? How can these youngsters not know what's a check?
Technology, Nana, makes us lazy and stupid.
Aye, man. You know, in my day, things were different. عيون الناس ما في داخلي فوجدت ربي بالفؤاد بصيرا
ever since Layla mentioned her idea of giving Danielle a better future, she and Tahir began playing around with the idea of giving him up for adoption. Just as Layla is reviewing the process, Layla's phone rings. It's Zakia. Layla rolls her eyes, wondering what her sister could possibly want.
Have you got Mir? Well, salams to you too. I thought Bilal taught you how to greet.
I repeat, have you gone mad?
Well, you know what they say, all the best people are.
Stop joking, Nails. How can you give Danielle up for adoption? What's wrong with you?
I'm being practical, okay? We both know I can't give Hamza and Danielle equal attention. I'd rather Danielle grows up in another home than to have one of my kids feeling left out.
What rubbish!
Easy for you to say. You never knew what it was like to be second best in your parents' eyes. I did. I don't want to do the same to my child. Besides, that's why I always said I wanted one child only.
Is it about finances? Do you not have enough money to support both of them?
Oh, please, don't be ridiculous.
Then, why don't you want your child?
Much to everyone's surprise, Shamshir launches into an animated discussion with Nana. Wasim wonders whether their case has just turned into a social visit when Shamshir finally announces.
Nana, what's your favorite sport?
Cricket, son. Cricket.
Cricket? Oh, I don't know how to play it.
You what?
You don't know how to play cricket?
Wait, I'll tell him. You see, you have two teams. One team will bat and the other will bowl. Yeah. Now you have to score runs. Yeah. Then, ugh, man. No, can't remember what it's called now.
Since when can you not remember anything about cricket?
Always, eh?
Okay, don't stress, Nana. When you remember, you can call me.
Oh. What's wrong?
My watch stopped. Do you have the correct time for me?
8 minutes. It's
5 o'clock.
Already? Time for us to get going. Nana and Nani, jazakallah for the lovely afternoon.
Wait! You didn't even solve the case!
Walk us to the door, please.
Why don't you want your child?
It's not that I don't want my child. I can't love and care for them both equally, that's all. I'm a busy woman, okay? Unlike you, must sit and do nothing at home all day.
Fine, I'll bring Danielle up for you. No need to give him away to a stranger.
If I don't want my child to feel like he's second best, how can you think I want him to know I gave him away? He's still young enough to forget to be his parents. So, when he gets a new set of parents who will love him unconditionally, he won't even remember us as his parents.
Are you even listening to yourself?
Ugh, you're just overreacting as always. Anyway, if you'll excuse me, the lady from the adoption agency is here and I need to go and see her.
Don't you dare.
Excuse me?
I said, don't you dare.
Why not, Zex?
Because I want to adopt Tanya.
As Shamshir and Wasim make their way out of the house, Shamshir explains the situation to the troubled young lady.
Oh,
There hasn't been any theft.
Then where are the checks?
It will need some searching for, but I guarantee you will find it in your Nana's room. You'll find it somewhere.
How do you know?
Good question.
I'm afraid your Nana doesn't need me or Wasim. What he needs is a doctor.
What do you mean? The last time I took him to the hospital, they said he was fine.
When was this?
About 6 months ago.
Your Nana has visual difficulty. He often forgets many details and stops mid-sentence, not remembering what he was saying. He has difficulty remembering time and dates. He often asks you about the same thing multiple times in a short period of time. He has unusual mood swings and poor judgment. Things only go missing when he is left alone, correct?
Whoa, yeah, but...
Looks like Alzheimer's to me. You need to get him seen to ASAP.
Layla eagerly opens the door to find a chirpy young lady in front of her.
How may I help you?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Amani Slovo.
Slovo, the agency mentioned...
Mr. Patel hired me. He said you needed a babysitter for a few days.
Meanwhile, Amani is not the only person Tahir has hired.
So for now, that's all you need to do for me. If there's anything else, I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah, sure, Amani. Do you need me to come in on Sundays as well?
I run a business, not a boot camp. So, no. Afternoons and Saturdays only.
Okay, shukran. Hey, thanks, Jazakallah, for the job, Mr. Patel.
You're welcome, kiddo.
A miserable Shamshir is slumped in his armchair, throwing darts across the living room, when an irritated Wasim enters the flat.
What the heck are you doing?
Decorating the walls.
What?
I'm bored.
No, stop it, Sid, now.
Bored, bored, bored.
You're a psychopath, Sid.
Nope. I'm a high-functioning sociopath. Do your research, Simi. Especially if you're broadcasting my adventures.
What?
A victorious smile spreads across Tahir's face when he recognizes Bilal's number on his phone.
I knew he'd call back to take the bait. Couldn't resist the diamond deal. Salams?
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Tahir?
Good.
Are you busy or may I have a moment of your time?
Busy, but how can I help you?
There's something I need to discuss with you in person.
Okay. Meet me tonight at about 7 at the BP garage.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Oh, you're following my blog about you. Do you like it?
No.
Why not? I thought you'd be flattered.
Flattered? You posted the following. Shamshir sees through everyone and everything in seconds. Yet he's spectacularly ignorant about some things.
Now hang on a minute. I didn't mean that in a...
Oh, you meant spectacularly ignorant in a nice way. Look, it doesn't matter to me who's president.
I know.
Or who's Snapchatting who.
Or whether the earth goes around the sun.
That again. So what? I didn't know because it's not important.
Not important? It's primary school stuff.
Elementary.
How can you not know that?
It's elementary, Simi. If I ever did know it, I've deleted it.
Deleted it?
Listen, this brain is my hard drive. And it only makes sense to put things in here that are useful. Really useful. Ordinary people fill their heads with all kinds of rubbish these days, and that makes it hard to get to the stuff that matters. Do you see?
But it's the solar system.
Oh, man. So what? So we go around the sun. So they say. If we went around the moon,
or round and round the garden like a teddy bear, it wouldn't make any difference.
Whoa. Okay, but...
All that matters to me is using every moment to get better, to solve and to conquer. Without that, my brain rots. Put that on your blog. Or better still, stop inflicting your opinions on the world. Where are you going?
Out. I need some air.
Bilal, make this fast, please. Time is money, you know.
It's so much more. So thank you for giving me some of your time.
Right. Don't waste it now. What do you want?
I want to take Danielle as my foster child.
Then you should contact the adoption agency. Leila will give you the number.
I was hoping we could do this without the involvement of the agency.
Hold on. Now it's okay to ignore legal formalities? But when I ask you to transport a simple package, it's not? You amaze me, Bilal.
Well, Tahir, you do have a point.
I do?
Yes, you do. It does seem that I have double standards, but if you allow me, I can explain to you where I'm coming from.
Explain? You mean subjectively justify your different strokes for different folks? Hey, all you Molanas are all the same.
Well, you are entitled to your own opinion.
Yes, I am. And right now, this is my answer to your request. You take my package without the case certificate, and then sure, you'll get Danielle without the adoption agency. So either way, we both bend the rules for each other, or we both play by it. The choice is yours, Bilal. What's it going to be?
Radio Islam International, Drama Edition.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast.